All right, here we are. First Sunday of Advent, getting ready with the Christmas tree and the nativity, the Advent wreath, ornaments all over. And we're talking about when Jesus comes back. Why are we doing that? Why do you think we're doing that? Why are we talking about grown-up Jesus? And it's Christmas, but we're talking about now when Jesus was all grown up and everything, and that he's coming back. He's not even born yet. We're not even saying that he's born yet. I think it's to remind us what we're celebrating. When we celebrate Jesus' birth, let's face it, the birth wouldn't be at all important if all the other stuff hadn't happened. Is it a chicken or the egg thing? I mean, in Christianity, we're like, oh, we know he was born, and everyone knew he was going to be the one. And no, not everyone knew, but so that Jesus is coming back and that Jesus is the Savior of the world is a reminder why all the things before are important. Which brings us to that important question. When is Jesus coming back? Tuesday at 4. I used to be a youth minister. Maybe you knew that. And here's what I used to do. So I would tell kids, you know, we don't know when Jesus is coming back. So I'm going to predict that Jesus comes back just before that big exam that you have. Because, you know, if I predict it, it can't be true, right? Because I can't know. So, of course, Jesus won't come back when I predict it. So you're still going to have to study for that exam. I don't have that much power, but none of us know. There have been predictions. Well, I think that there may have been a prediction this week that Jesus was coming back in 2020. Like, just like that. Like, I mean, seriously, from preachers or from people that this is all ushering in. Everything that's going on right now is ushering in that Jesus is going to come back in 2020 or 2025 or 2027. Actually, 2057 is probably a pretty good guess, right? The Bible says no one knows. No one but the Father. Wait, aren't they all together? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We're doing that whole Trinity thing. Do we have to do that? Do we have to get our brains all wrecked up? See, the point isn't, are there three? Are there one? Do they all know? Do they not know? It's that we just don't know. Quit trying to figure it out. Quit trying to say every time there's an earthquake that it's going to happen. Quit trying to read all the books that say it's going to happen imminently and exactly how it's going to happen because we don't know. So if we don't know, What are we supposed to do while we're waiting for what we don't know is going to happen? Today's reading says keep awake. So what do you do to keep awake when you're drowsy? Anybody not sleep well last night? Or anybody anticipating that sometime during the next month you're not going to sleep well, you'll be drowsy during the day? So what do you do? When I'm my wife noticed this. I watched The Irishman. You know that? Okay, it's a new Netflix movie. It's a 3.5-hour movie, Martin Scorsese. It's a pretty, like, harsh movie. It's think The Godfather, all right? Think like that. But it's got everybody's in it. Anyway, I was watching that, and it was a long movie, and I wanted to finish watching it, and so I went and got some Fritos. And the crunch kept me awake. Anybody do that? Stay awake by eating a little bit? Crunching? That's a way. It may not be a healthy way. Maybe I should have had carrots or an apple or coleslaw, did you say? Also crunchy. Yes, I could have had something crunchy. But eating is a way that we try to stay awake. We exercise. That's healthy. It's really hard to fall asleep when you're exercising. So good idea. Exercise. We could consume caffeine. A lot of us do that, so much so that nowadays at coffee hour, we rarely have the caffeine-free things for the Keurig. Nobody uses them. Okay, not nobody, but almost nobody uses them. Everything that goes first are the good ones, and I got some pretty fun coffees for this Advent season that when you're in there for coffee hour today. We have coffee hour today, right? Not officially? Well, if you stick around afterwards and just get some coffee, we've got stuff that we could have a coffee hour with. There's like eggnog-flavored coffee and candy cane coffee, something like that, or just little hints of things like that. So we can consume caffeine. How about take a shower? You ever need to take a shower in the morning just to wake up? Oh, yes, that happens to me. Anyone? Come on. No? Nobody? Nobody takes a shower. Okay. How about this one? I do this one, maybe you do. If I'm driving and I'm getting really tired, the healthy thing would be to pull over and rest. But I have to get there and I need to stay awake. So it's really cold outside, or it's really hot outside, it doesn't matter. I turn the heat up, full blast. I roll down the windows. Nobody does this anymore. Anybody roll down your windows this way? I roll down the window. Really? What kind of car is that? Is that British or something? I don't know. Julia, what do the cars do in England? Do you roll them down this way or this way? Brits? Huh. So it is. It's a thing. Anyway, I roll down the windows. So I'm driving, heat blowing in my face, cold air blowing in my face. There's just no way to fall asleep during that. It's something you could try. Hot and cold. Same time. All right, let me translate now. How do we keep awake? How do we keep alert while not knowing when Jesus will return or even what it'll look like? How do we keep awake for the unexpected? How do we do what the main action item in today's reading calls us to do? Keep awake. So we eat. Read the Bible. Read books that make you think. Keep awake. Exercise. Pray and act. We are a people of prayer and action. And be people of justice and love. Exercise. Caffeine. Drink coffee. Or no, how about be bold in living out justice and love? Strong coffee. Shower. Stay away from the things that are going to be harmful to you, or wash off the things that are going to be harmful to you. How about that car window zone? Car window zone, car window thing. There, I just said what I gave it away. Step out of your comfort zone, because when you're doing that with a car, it's not comfortable. Step out of your comfort zone. So keep awake by doing the things that Jesus wants you to do. Love God, love everyone. Attend to one another. We know these things. We don't have to keep asking the question, when is Jesus returning? Because we don't know. But how do we expect the unexpected? I don't know. How does it all work? I don't know. But what should we do, my brothers and sisters? Keep what? Amen.